Hello, Scott, no slip on me.
Hi, Scott. It's Tina from Local Splash. I'm getting back to you regarding the cancellation.
Yeah.
Hi. So they offered you a sweet deal?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you. I know you would have loved it. So,
sure. Right. Maybe still an opportunity in the future if, you know, I change my mind. But like you said, it's by slots, but you guys
yeah.
may call me in the future.
Yeah. Do you question, only because you already paid, you know, and you're paid in full till April 7th, do you
yep.
want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, or do you want to just cancel it now?
I mean, if we do that, then I'm going to end up paying you guys for another month, and it's going to go on. I'd rather just not. I already have a website already built and everything.
That wouldn't happen because you would get an email reminder a week ahead of time just saying, hey, Scott, Local Splash will bill on the 7th. And then that
yeah,
way you can call us and you wouldn't have any further charges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what you could do moving forward is your program does include $100 worth of Facebook ads. We could take those off and that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. You're mobily optimized coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
I'm just going to stay with these guys. And if they fail, I'll give you guys a call. If there's a spot, then it was meant to be.
Did they give you the web address yet? Because I don't see one up yet. Because I know
it's not up. I'm still fine. I just made a bunch of changes today. I'm still fine. It's not up yet.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's not live yet. So
no,
okay.
I just made changes. It's a process because I'm always working all day. I just get home now. So.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you. I'll cancel the account now, and in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week. Okay.
I just losing my money, right? Basically, you guys won't refund it. It's all done.
Yeah, it's a non-refundable amount unless you want me to see. I might be able to, if you convert the program to that $149 package, I might be able to see if, since they haven't started the Facebook ads yet, if they could at least refund you $100. But the incentive in doing that is to keep the account active, which means you'd still have to call us before April 7th. And again, you would get that email reminder. But if for some reason you forgot to call us, it would start billing you $149.
If you could save the $100, and then if I cancel in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
does it
yeah,
still...
you could call. You can cancel in 2 weeks. Absolutely, you don't have to wait till like right before April 7th. I suggest
so I
that you do it just
off?
So you get exactly. I can get an override to refund you the $100 because we haven't started the Facebook ads yet. You see what I mean? So that
yeah,
might help you a lot.
It's kind of crazy. You guys lock me in on the phone. You stay at the spot. You basically
mm-hmm.
don't give me an option but to pay. And then when I do pay and I call you back like 2 hours later and you're like, I can't do anything. I just think that's crazy. And that's really the reason why I'm not going with you guys. Because I think that's shady business practice. I really don't. I think that's so dirty. Because it's not
yeah.
even, at that point, I'm just a number in your system, not a human being.
Yeah.
It's just, that's trash business. I get it. You guys are a corporation. You're trying to sell. But I hate that about America. I fought
yeah.
for this country, and I think that is just absolute trash.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
the main turnoff.
Let me look at your account. You really called 2 hours later? I don't know what the timeline is. Because
I called, like, immediately after.
Let me
I
look
called
here. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was
no,
the same day.
I trust you. I just want to see the notes here. So 1:09 Pacific time, that's when he was entering notes and scheduling your client
very
interview.
Hard.
And then, oh, yeah, you're right. And at 3:05, it says you sent
like,
an
I was,
email.
Yeah, I was like, you guys already started processing my thing in 2 hours? And that's what really just totally turned me off to
mm-hmm.
your whole program. I was like, that's totally crazy. Like, you give your customer, I'm supposed to be a customer,
mm-hmm.
supposed to appreciate me,
mm-hmm.
like, no option but to lock in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, no, you can't, I'm sorry. Once you're locked in, you're done. Like, that's poor business practice, in my opinion. Like, it's very easy for you guys to start your campaign. All your stuff is done, algorithms and computers. You're probably not even doing it with real humans. You're hitting a button. Like...
Oh, no, we have to do it with real humans because Google changes the algorithms daily, and then once that takes place, we have to go in and manually do the programming to match the algorithm revisions that took place that day. So, absolutely, we have over 200 employees here, but you know what? I do want you to leave with... Well, with you, what we did, I mean, within 2 hours, there's not much that can be done, but all they do is they start manually submitting you to directories and citations and things like that, but you didn't even have the client interview yet. So I want you to leave.
Like, I didn't sign your terms and conditions. I literally was like trying to ask the guy on the phone, and he was like, no, I can't. I was like, can I call my other people and see if they'll match? And he's like, no, you have to do it now. This is it. I'm going to call us. Like, that's crazy to me.
I see.
That's just a number at that point.
You know what? I'm going to get an override and just cancel the whole thing and refund you the whole thing. I'll put myself out there and do that for you. I'm not supposed to, but
I appreciate that because it wasn't like I left you guys hanging for days.
No, I hear what you're saying. And we're like the best of the best in the industry, and I don't want you to have a bad feeling, so I'll absolutely get that done for you. But again, like I told you initially, Scott, be very careful with the company that you're working with because, you know, there are companies out there that will promise you the moon and the stars, you know, when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have some of the same reviews the other companies do as far as negative. You guys have the same negatives as they do, so it's...
Well,
the positives are the same. It's kind of like the same issue. So the same issue people have with Townsquare, they have with Local Splash. So it's not like it's apple to apples if you look at it. I know your probably services may be better than them, but your reviews are about the same online. So I can't look online and be like, all right, this company's awesome and this company's awesome. And the way you guys lock me in is kind of crazy to me.
You'll find out just, you know, based on the performance. I hope you have a good experience with them, right? Because you're going to stick with them. So, you know, you'll find out for yourself. But I will tell you, even though it looks at face value like we're similar, we're not, because it shows on their Better Business Bureau that they have 11 years in business. We have 19 years as a corporation. I think we have about 16 legitimate complaints filed against us in 19 years as a corporation. With them, I can't even count it. It goes to eight pages of complaints. So I'm not going to go through eight pages and count every single one, but in 11 years, they've probably had, you know, maybe quadruple what we've had in 19 years, but they don't have a Google Business page that's live. So if you've noticed, if you put in Townsquare Media Reviews or Townsquare Interactive Reviews, you should be able to find a Google page for them, right? If they're telling you that they can put you on Google, they should be able to put themselves on Google. And I don't see a Google page for – oh, here, now I do. Wait a minute. I went back. I take it back. So, yeah, with the ratings that they have a 4.3 and we have a 4.2 on Google. So it's almost about the same as far as the Google reviews. So the Better Business Bureau is a little bit more detailed, and then I see Townsquare Interactive has a 1.4 rating on Yelp with 234 reviews. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully you have a good experience with them.
I'm not trying to burn this bridge. I just think that's like you literally guys held my money for 2 hours and said no.
Yeah, I apologize, Scott. I'll take care of it for you, and you'll get an email right now that says it's being canceled and refunded. The refund may take, you know, 24 to 48 hours to show up, you know, depending on how your bank works, but at least you'll have the email showing that it's been processed, okay?
All right, thank you. Now, I feel like that's appreciative, and I feel like that should have been the right response the first time. I'm sorry we had to, you know, go back and forth like that, but...
No, that's okay. I'm happy that it worked out in the long run. And like I said, I keep my fingers crossed. I hope you have, you know, much success and profit with that company. And if not, just, you know, you can reach out to us down the road. And it's all based on availability, but we'll see what we can do for you at that time, okay?
I appreciate that, and I will do that now that you guys refunded my money, and I feel like that was a fair thing.
Well, I'm happy it worked out. Okay, no problem, Scott. Have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.